Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome. It is Tuesday evening, June 15th, 2021. This is Deborah with you this evening. Glad to be here, and thank you for joining us, whether you're listening live, streaming, or you're listening to at a later date, a later time. We welcome you, and we bless you in Jesus' name, and to thank you for coming and bringing your faith and the household of the Lord. It's a joy to be here. I thought I was going to head one way. I thought actually it was going before the Lord doing some stuff on a prophetic principle. And I was going to share that with you on a personal note. And then the Lord just completely changed my direction for tonight and with great clarity. So what I do know, I will share what I know, and what we don't know, we will trust the Lord with, and he will show us in his perfect light and revelation and his word. So let's open up in prayer. We thank the Lord. Really, we thank the Lord for all that he does, that he supplies the victory for us, that before we even knew we needed a Savior, he prepared that in advance for us and took care of all that, all the planning, all the preparation. And he instilled that. And the word says that the law is written in our hearts so that we might know him, so that it would lead us to him. And so, Father, we thank you this evening. We dedicate this night to you, Father God, this time to you, Lord. Dedicate myself unto you, Holy Spirit. Just following your lead, we thank you for your anointing and your blessing to be here, God, to bless the faith that we bring, that you would be pleased with that and that you would be honored and that you would be glorified. We thank you for that, Father, and we just bless every listening ear, God. We thank you, God, that you give us ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. And not only this evening, Lord, but really PGN is a place of your guidance, God, and a place where you give us spiritual ears to hear what the Spirit is saying. So we thank you for your voice. We thank you for your ministry. And we thank you for your revelation. And again, may you just be honored and glorified this evening, and we thank you, Lord. We just esteem you to the highest heaven in Jesus' name. Well, let me get my glasses. Okay, let me just start by saying I have read Psalm 19. Psalm 19 is what I'm going to be sharing on, and verses 1 and 2, I'm going to share a little bit more to unpack those two things. But when I seen the verse, it caught my eye and I thought, I need to know more about that. And then as I was seeking the Lord and preparing to do that, the number, because of Psalm 19, the number 19 kept coming across my path. Even in church, we were reading verses and the verses would be like 19 to 23 and it was 19. And every time I wrote down 19, I circled it. And I said, man, the Lord is really doing something. And shortly after I had seen Psalm 19, verses 1 and 2, I was traveling, and the Lord does this very frequently with me, on license plates. There was the number 19 was in the center, and then there was a 1 on the left of it and a 2 on the other side. And I knew that he wanted me to focus in on the number 19 as well, and to really look at not just those two verses, but the psalm in its entirety. So let me just read the entire psalm, Psalm 19. There's 14 verses. Mostly everything I'm going to be reading tonight is from the New King James Version, and they won't be too lengthy. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge, which we're going to unpack that in a little bit. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. In them he has set the tabernacle for the sun, which is the bridegroom coming out from his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart, and commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever, and the judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired than they are gold, yes, much than fine gold. Sweeter than honey and the honeycomb, and moreover by them your servant is warned. In keeping them, there is a great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults and keep back your servant from all presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of great transgression. My mouth, and this is actually became the prayer at the end of the psalm, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Well, this is a psalm written by David. And in this particular psalm, in the New King James Version, you know how they title, they put a caption above it. It says, the perfect revelation of the Lord. I love that. And the Amplified, the caption above this particular Psalm 19 is the works and the word of God, which is beautiful because it's drawing out both the nature of God and his word. And how the revelation of God, we find the revelation of God in nature. It speaks, right? It brings forth and draws us to who he is and how majestic he is when we see the mountains, how faithful and, you know, awestruck really, and so many different things in the ocean. And then and the psalm goes on to talk about the revelation of God's word. So Jesus himself is revealed in his word. So it's really a beautiful psalm. I had no idea. Okay, so altogether in the psalms, there's like 150 psalms. I had no idea. And you can just like Wikipedia Psalm 19 and read on it. It's actually quite a popular song. And they read the psalm at Shabbat in the Hebrew and at different times throughout the year in the Hebrew culture, they read this psalm. This psalm has been made into a song. I mean, I've heard this in the song before, and actually I think it was Beethoven even did a song with this as well. He titled it something completely different, but his inspiration came from Psalm 19, which I had no idea. So of all the psalms, you know, 150 psalms, Psalm 19 it's really, you know, drawn out, you know, made it through the dross, if you will, and came forth. Well, when I looked, oh, let me just say on this, on the verse, on this verse 7 where it says the law of the Lord is perfect, even converting the soul. Well, we know the law of the Lord is to instruct us, right? And so 2 Timothy 3:16 says all scripture is given to the inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, for instruction, and in righteousness, right, for equipping us for good works. Well, the law of the Lord is perfect in the sense that it leads us to Christ. It helps us to see our need and that we need a Savior. That's what Jesus, exposing our heart, and that we need a Savior and we need the grace that he has to offer. But we always remember, because in Galatians, right, in the book of Galatians, they were trying to go back to the law and they were doing things without the Spirit. And Paul was reminding them, this is not true. So this is the only verse I'm going to read in the voice version, which is Galatians 2, 20 and 21. So Galatians 2 says, I have been crucified with the anointed one. I am no longer alive, but the anointed is living in me. And whatever life I have left in this failing body, I live by the faithfulness of God's Son, the one who loves me and gave his body on the cross for me. Verse 21, I cannot dismiss God's grace, and I won't. If being right with God depends on how we measure up to the law, then the anointing sacrifice on the cross was the most tragic waste in all of history, in the words of Paul. So there you go. In other versions, it says, then he did it in vain. And we know that he did not. So it's a great illustration there. So the number 19, you know, what I discovered when I looked that up, because some numbers I just remember, certain numbers just from looking them up periodically and frequently. Well, the number 19, I was like, I don't even know. I don't ever remember looking this up. I mean, I may have, but I don't know. But it actually has to do with faith. Interesting enough, even the very psalm is talking about faith, right? Because if you're seeing God in nature, it's actually awakening your faith. You know, if you've ever seen, we were talking about Colorado the other day, last weekend with family. And if you've ever seen Colorado, I have said that those mountains just remind me of how majestic God is. That's what was most impressive and impactful on me for seeing that. And that's what nature does. It draws out, and it's to draw out our faith so that we can be found by him and that we receive him. But we have to do our part. So we have to apply the word, right, in order for it to be fruitful. And then also, you know, it's somewhat talking about that in the verse. And then it concludes with the prayer, let the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, right? So, so he is leading us to faith. So when we see this nature, it's to be seen and it's to be known. He wants us to take a hold of our own faith and to give it to him. Because with that, and it was just such a blessed, incredible, another facet of the Lord is that he would draw out our faith. When the word says, it's impossible to please God without faith. And so what does God do? He goes after the very thing within you that could please him. Isn't that incredible? After everything that he offers and everything that he did, now, not only that, but he wants to go after you and he wants to go after your faith so that it can come forth, you can know him, have fellowship with him, and then also please him. It's incredible. It's just incredible, incredible, incredible. And all of creation, I know I've said this before, we as humans, we are the only ones who can tell the Lord back with our own lips that he created, that we love him, that we're thankful for what he did. You know, even today, we're thankful for him intervening in our lives. We're thankful, you know, for so much, for the sunrise, for his mercy, for his grace, for his fellowship. We're thankful to the Holy Spirit. We're the only ones who can literally voice and express back to him that we love him. That is quite a privilege. Well, okay, I'll end with that note instead of sharing that right now. So verse 1, Psalm 19, verse 1. I'm just going to talk about 1 and 2. Verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament, if I'm saying that right, shows his handiwork. So I'm just going to draw out three words here, the heavens, the firmament, if I'm saying it right, and then his handiwork. So the heavens, so this is, you know, a Hebrew poem. So what they did is they, a lot of times in the Hebrew poem is they paint a broad stroke, if you will, so the heavens, and then the firmament is a finer one to describe it even more. So they'll do a broad stroke about one thing and then a finer stroke so that you can imagine specifically what they're talking about. So that's not uncommon to use the symbolism, if you will, and to expound for the second sentence, to actually expound on the first sentence is not uncommon in this type of Hebrew poem. So the heavens, and I'm just using regular common language instead of using different language, but I'm doing that intentionally for those who are listening, those who are listening, who are calling out and saying, oh, it's proper word. I'm intentionally not saying that because I don't want to sound, I just intentionally not doing it. I'm using common language because I'm a common person. Okay. The heavens declare the glory of God. David looked to the heavens, not the spiritual heavens where God was enthroned, but the heavens, the blue sky. So in the Greek, it is as visible universe, the sky or the atmosphere. So the heavens, they're referring to everything that you and I can see if we look out the window or hang our head out the window like a dog. No, we wouldn't do that. But anything that we can see with our visible eye is what he's referring to as the heavens. Okay, and this is what it is stated even in the Greek. That is the glory of God. So even the heavens declare the glory of God. So anything visible with our own eye, that's you, me, our neighbor, the lost, the saved, those yet to be saved. And the firmament shows his handiwork. Okay, so David repeats the idea, which is the same in this poetic way, referring to the heavens as the sky. But it shows the firmament. When you look this up in the Greek, it's talking about a little bit more in depth. And it's saying the firmament is this expansion, the expansion of heaven. So it goes beyond. So basically what they're saying is this, the firmament goes beyond what you can see with your natural eye and into the atmosphere or into the universe. And it not only it's not only containing celestial bodies, right, so the angels, but also the air, the light, the rain, and the dews, all of which display the infinite power and wisdom of the Almighty Creator. And the firmament in the Greek, literally in parentheses, this is what it says. The vault of heaven, supporting waters above, right? Because when he created in Genesis, and a lot of this is referring even back to Genesis, because when he created, he separated day and night. He separated the waters from the land and the sky. So up in the firmament, the vault of heaven, he has the Almighty Creator, has the power, infinite power and might to hold back these waters, to keep them separate. It's really incredible. Okay, so that's what the firmament means. Okay, so his wisdom, the wisdom from the Almighty Creator. And then shows his handiwork. Okay, so his handiwork, that's the thought. Well, let me just look that up because someone might be thinking that. So his activity, his productivity, prosperity, really, his deeds, his business, his labor, his acts, which, you know, are mighty, his business, which I thought was interesting, business, pursuit, undertaking, enterprise, which I love that, and achievement, and product. Those are the things that God has done in this land. That's his handiwork, is his enterprise. I actually kind of like that one myself. It just seems very productive and very efficient and above anything that we could know or understand. Okay, so that's the first verse. Let me make sure I didn't miss anything there. So the first verse, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork. Verse 2, let me make sure I didn't miss anything. Well, okay, that correlates, that first verse there correlates with Romans 1:19. It says 19:20. It says because what they may know of God is manifested to them, for God has shown it to them. Yeah, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen because of the creation of the world, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So this is reiterating, or I should say Romans 1 is reiterating Psalm 19 and in the creative part, okay? Yes. Yes. Okay. Also in Genesis, when he was creating, actually in Genesis 1, when he was creating, it says in verse 7, chapter 1, thus God made the firmament, okay, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters that were above the firmament. So that's why it's saying that, the vault of heaven. And so it was. And listen to this. verse 8, Genesis 1, verse 8, God called the firmament heaven. God called it that. Daniel 12, 3, those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament. So there's also light involved in that. Hence, honestly, the bulk of heaven. Is this incredibly cool or what? And those who turn many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. That's you and I. That's speaking of you and I, bringing others into the kingdom of God. So praise God. May it be so, right? May it be so, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Okay. Psalm 19:2. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. And, you know, when I first read that, I thought, a cloud by day and a pillar by night. A cloud by day and a pillar by night. Well, when you look up the word, I'm just going to do three words here, utters, and then speech, and then knowledge. So day unto day utters, and the utters there is in scripture in the Greek 11 times, and it actually has to do with nabe, which is if you studied anything in the prophetic, there's a nabe prophet. You probably heard that word in the Greek. And that is to utter. So it's literally that. And it says to bubble forth and to gush out, to send forth and to flowing and to pour. Okay, to flow, bubble out, pour forth. That's what it is. So the, let me pull up the verse here because I just turned the page. It is day unto day utters speech. So the Lord is speaking day after day after day, right? Anytime someone books a vacation, let's hope they find God, okay? Because some people really, they're looking. They're taking a vacation and they need to get away. They need to find answers. They need to find resolve. They need to find solutions. This is why it's important too when you and I travel that we're always alert, that we're always about our Father's business, and it is essential and it's crucial. I know when I took a vacation, I didn't go anywhere. It was a staycation, and I ended up getting saved, but it was for that very thing. I just thought, I need to figure some things out. I need a break. I can't keep like on this rabbit trail, you know. I need to figure some stuff out, like what's going on, you know. So yeah, okay, so speech includes, it's the obvious, yes, but it also includes promise and command, which I thought was beautiful because God's still filling his command, right? Just like, the pastor actually talked about this Sunday at church. We were talking about the ministry of reconciliation, and he was saying how it is a gift and a command. And I thought, wow, I never thought about it like that, but that's exactly right. It's a gift, the ministry of reconciliation, what Christ did to reconcile us on the cross through his blood, through his body, through the word, through his promises. It's a gift and it's a command. And these things are still speaking day and day, day into day and night into night. Okay, and it also has to do with declare, to make known, and to breathe. So it's certainly the spirit is active and breathing on this. So the knowledge is very much the same with some of the description in the Greek is similar, in my opinion, with the prophetic, meaning perception, discernment, understanding, and wisdom. Job 33:3 says, my words shall be of the righteousness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. Isaiah 33:6, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. And I'm going to end with this verse here. I'm wrapping this whole thing up because I think that we can pray for our loved ones to come to know the Lord because all of creation is crying out for them, you know, for the Lord to know them and for them to be known by the Lord. It's according to the word. Psalm 19 declares it perfectly. So does Romans, the verse that I read in Romans. And I'm going to read Proverbs 1:23. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you, and I will make my words known to you. Oh, I think that's beautiful. Proverbs. Sounds like a psalm, but it's a Proverbs. So, Father, we just thank you for your word, God. We desire, God, for your word to come forth, Lord. We desire the utterance of your word, God. We desire, Lord, your speech, your promises, and your commands, Lord, day unto day, God, day unto day, God. We ask for you to pour out your spirit and make your words known to us, Father God, and night unto night, God, that you would reveal this knowledge, God, that you would reveal, God, discernment, you would reveal understanding, you would reveal wisdom and perception, God, and your knowledge, God. And the knowledge, God, that you speak and declare and send forth, God, and speak and utter unto our spirits, God. Let it be the stability of our times, God, and the strength of our salvation. And we thank you, Lord, that the fear of the Lord is our treasure. It certainly is, God. And forgive us, Lord, for looking to anything else, Lord, to fill us as a treasure apart from you, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Speak to us afresh. And we ask for your revelation, Lord. We thank you that you do reveal yourself in perfect revelation of the Lord, God, in your works and in your word, God. You are so faithful, and you've done it, God. And let us tap into it, God, and be like circuit breakers, God. Break into those circuits, God, and have a new, you know, when they make those advanced light bulbs and those, like, we're in this apartment. And we're just used to when something, you know, from being in a home, when something, the light bulb goes out, we change it. And so I'm trying to change some of the light bulbs. I'm like, I cannot figure these light bulbs out there. So I'm like, we don't even own these kind of light bulbs. And, you know, but I tried. I got the big chair. I tried to change the light bulb. It's got different brackets and different, like, circuit things in it that are completely foreign to me. But they're updated and they're connected to these bolts of long-lasting, you know, energy, and that's what we, you know, I see the Lord doing is to these different circuits and with our faith that are sustaining and well applied. Now, I wouldn't be surprised. The Lord did not speak this to me. This one ends. But this thought here, he did not speak this to me or show this to me, but he definitely did hit the brakes on this prophetic principle and change it that I was going to talk on and change the directions of this rather quickly, like he hit the brakes on it or, you know, and just did an about face for me to speak about this tonight, this evening. And so sometimes when the Lord is multifaceted with a certain things, again, he zeroed in on 19 and he put that in the center and then the verses on the other side. Now, again, he didn't speak anything specific to me about the 19 being the date, like June 19th. He didn't say specifically, but I wouldn't be completely surprised. I wouldn't be completely surprised because he's multifaceted in how he speaks and how he brings forth his word and his revelation, you know. And so the number 19 also has not only just faith, let me just say it says perfection of divine order with judgment and repentance. So sometimes when he does things in the natural, it is so that people will they will repent and they will come to know God as well, right? So remember Moses, he was showing me this morning that Moses taking the water from the Nile, well, first it turned to blood and then he was to take it again. So the second time when he took the water from the Nile and he poured it out on the land, it brought forth this healing, okay? And the Lord was just showing me that everything that the Lord has given, okay, everything that the Lord has given, even in nature. So he used Moses with the nature that God used to draw faith out of people, he used the prophetic, okay? He used the prophetic to speak and to bring it forth with nature as well. So everything that has been given or provided is for our use, for healing, and for the land. So he's already given or provided nature, and it's for the use for all men to be drawn unto him. And it's interesting how Moses did just that. He drew out of the waters, which was soon to be the Holy Spirit. Even that was a prophetic foresight. But even that, even the blood and the waters were prophetic foresights, but also just that specific event during that time was drawing people, besides all the other plagues, but drawing people, even the all of the community, even the people who were the magicians. You know, there were certain things Moses did, and they were like, to Pharaoh, we have no idea how he did that. He must be, they even declared at one time, he must be getting this from the Lord. Must be mighty acts of God. You know, God Almighty is doing it through him, that they even declared it. And that is exactly what God wants. That's exactly what the Lord wants, is to draw all people by his mighty acts and his mighty deeds. So praise the Lord for that, and so be it unto him, for he deserves all the honor and all the glory, and we serve him faithfully. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Let's open up the phone lines. 920-279, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, it's Anne from Wisconsin.
Hi, Miss Anne. How are you?
Okay. I'm much better since I tuned into the show and heard you, you know, talking about this. I was, like, in tears before. But anyways, I was so encouraged. Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you. Hey, Anne, I never asked you this. Do you spell, or maybe you did tell me, I don't know, and I don't remember, so that I apologize. Do you spell your name with an E or no?
No.
Okay, just curious. I was writing your name, and I said, oh, did she spell Anne with an E or no? Okay, good to know. Well, and I'm glad that you were encouraged. So bless the name of the Lord. I'm so thankful for that. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Let's pray for you.
Thank you.
Yes, Father. We thank you, Lord, for Anne, God, and we just lift her up to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. God, we just bring her before your throne, God. We thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And so I'm kind of seeing this as the Lord's kind of been switching up my, even though sometimes my opening prayer, as I bring people to the altar of the Lord and or the throne of grace and the altar of the Lord. But he's changing this up a little bit after I say that. So now I see a picture of you riding a bike and you are gathering like flowers. Some of them are wildflowers, but I don't think all of them are. And you're putting them in the basket, like at the bike. So it's a little bit more of one of those charming, old-fashioned type of bikes. Or you might find when you're on vacation, if they say, yeah, we have bikes available, it's like one of those little charming vacation bikes,
yeah.
You know. Yeah. And so, I'm not sure what that is. You know, I don't even know. Okay. You know, speaking of nature in this, even in the psalm, that like if you're enjoying nature and he's placed those things before you that you actually enjoy, and not to miss that he actually did that just for you. And, you know, my husband loves wildlife and to be in the woods and to see different things and, like different animals, like foxes cross his path or, you know, like just different things. And he has the most unusual stories. And like, yes, he spends a lot of time outside, but at the same time, it's the Lord does that for him because he enjoys it so much. He puts those things before him. to delight his heart and to take pleasure. So it's not just like a coincidence. So I see this being the same thing, like as you're gathering and you're bringing that forth, you know, just the Lord's remembrance to you that he's actually doing those things, putting them before your path like that for you, specifically for you, because he knows that you enjoy them. And now, you know what? I'm not sure. The bike. Okay, let me just see if the Lord is just saying anything else. So thank you, Father, for this picture, God, with Anne, Lord, and gathering the flowers on the bike. It's like a beautiful day, perfect temperature, perfect sunshine. I thank you, Father, for what you're doing, Lord. In Jesus' name. I don't know if there is a restorative grass. Let me see. Let me see if I get too many. Oh, yeah, this is the verse I was thinking. So Isaiah 40, verse 8, it says, even though the picture was beautiful, I described the picture, so that's the clarity. But Isaiah 40 says, the grass withers and the flowers fade. Nothing lasts except the word of our God. It will stand forever.
Oh.
Wow.
I am really blown away because I was coming from a different city when I turned you on and listening while I was driving in. I was saying to the Lord, people kind of think I'm weird. After church, sometimes I will drive. I'll look in the sky and I'll take these really breathtaking pictures that the Lord lets me see. And people will say, is that right here in town? I'm like, yeah. And they're like, how did you get that? You know, and some lady had said to me the other day, I just love when you post those pictures. She said it convicts her how, as to being so busy and not enjoying like the things that the Lord shows people.
Yeah.
And as I'm driving home right now, it's 7:38 right here, and the sky was really super pretty. But I'm like, oh, I cannot even take any pictures because I had to drive on the highway. I can't just pull off, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when you said that to me, to say that really, really touched, God really knows how to touch our hearts, you know.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really beautiful.
Yeah, and then we're having this, like, a family camp from our church, and it's in July, and then we have something coming up all through the summer here with our church, just really active. And I said to my sister before I left, I said, I felt like the Lord told me, you are going to have a fun summer. And I just, like, when you said that to me, I was just like, wow, that just kind of confirms that I am going to have a fun summer, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's
because
very
camping
cool.
Camping and out in the woods, you know, on 300 and some acres. And as
wow.
I was going to my sister's earlier this afternoon, the horse flies are so, so bad. And I was driving in the country there, and I saw a deer on the side of the road, and I felt so super bad. I think it was a female deer, was rubbing her nose just on the ground to get those flies off. And my heart broke. I'm like, oh, they're so bad. They're biting those. And they hurt when they bite. Horse flies hurt so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, gosh. That's awful. Yeah, and I know they like to do, they like moisture. So, like, if you're sweating, they will be trying to get the moisture off your, so, like, if the deer's nose probably has moisture, you know, that probably does really hurt.
Yeah, and I was just like, and she saw me coming, and I felt like she was like, oh, no, I interrupted her getting that off her nose, you know, maybe getting relief, you know, or something. And I just felt bad for the animal.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so that's so cool that you take those pictures and post them. And so, yeah, I do believe the Lord, you know, it's not just a coincidence and you happen to catch them at the, it's like, hey, she appreciates this. And, like, you know what I mean? And you look up and he has you, ponder it and embrace it. And, you know, that's very cool. So I don't know everything about this. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no, you didn't. I think I interrupted you.
Oh. I had taken a picture in February, like February 5th, and it was very early in the morning as the sun was coming up, and I had to pick somebody up to go to work, and I'm like, I'm sorry, that person, if I'm going to make them late, I'm sorry, Lord, but I cannot pass by this picture. It was so breathtaking. I couldn't even believe actually what I was seeing. I'm 55. I've never seen anything, a sunrise like that. And it was all, the whole area where I was all frosty, so super frosty. And I can't even explain it. It's something I never even ever saw in 55. And I was like, it's so beautiful, Lord.
Yeah, that sounds beautiful. That's very neat. Very cool. I was going to say, you reminded me when you were talking about how the Lord probably, I didn't think of this before, how he wants us to keep looking for him, you know, keep looking up, you know, and for his return too. Yeah. Yeah. So, but so interesting how the writers, you know, even Paul and David, and how they wrote things with such a rich depth of understanding. Like, I don't even know if they realize how it relates to such, you know, like the millennial, like, you know, did David know he was writing this could even affect the millennial? Do you know what I mean? Like, so far up the depth of it. Like, I just, you know, it's just like under the inspiration, of course, he wrote it under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And I guess that's what makes it so profound and so impactful, you know, is that it's written under the inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Folding, and we can see it in a book from an ancient book, and it's literally unfolding in front of our eyes. Makes it so much more surreal, you know, real.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Very good. Well, hey, so that's awesome. I'm so glad that you were encouraged. And it does sound like you're going to have a great summer. That's great. Your church is doing all those activities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you pray for me?
Yes. What specific, would you like prayer specifically?
I wanted to know, did you hear me tell Randy what I saw at church? Like, I don't know, I'll just repeat it, but I was at church and some of the people at church, a man in particular, I was telling him that the computer was really super hot. And he came over and he touched it and he ran
his left hand over the top of it. He goes, oh, it is really hot. And on his hand, on the left hand, I saw like a I don't know if it was a wedding band, a silver band on his wedding ring finger. And I was like, oh, wow, did that guy get married over the weekend or what, you know? And then later he came by, I don't know, scratched his head or something, and I'm looking, I'm like, wait, we don't have a ring on. And I'm like, oh, I must have been seeing things, I don't know, pretty weird. And then the next week, I seen it again on his hand. And I, like, walked through, I followed him to make sure, like, is it on there or isn't it, you know. But it wasn't on there. I was literally seeing in the spirit realm a silver band on that guy's hand.
Oh, wow. And on his ring finger, like his wedding left hand.
Yeah. On his left hand, yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And, like, the second time, he just moved his hand and, like, that silver, you know, how it sparkles, you know, how a, like, silver or even a ring on your finger, you would get your attention, they would catch your attention. And I'm like, I seen it again. And then I was like, I got to look at this. I got to see if he's got a ring on there because, you know.
Yeah. I had your attention. Wow. So did the Holy Spirit, like, share any other insight, or what was your perception on him?
No. And actually, that first time I was, like, after the church service, I went and I said, hey, did you see a ring on so-and-so's hand? Did he get married or something? And she's like, what? No. And I can't really say to people, well, I saw it in the spirit realm, because some of my Christian brothers and sisters would not understand that. So.
Right. Wow. So, is this related to your prayer request, or is this leading to your prayer request?
No, it isn't. I just, I really need God to give me a strategy on getting income or getting a job. Or I'll tell you, I had 2 full-time jobs. I ended up so sick. I don't know. I was talking to Jeannie. She said, I think you need to go, like, to a homeopathic lady and get your blood checked. And I did go and get my blood checked. There's nothing wrong with me. And so I don't know. Every time I get a full-time job, I end up literally so bad.
Oh.
So I don't know what God wants me to do. And before my last job, where I ended up having to quit, on the radio, I kept hearing the song over and over again. I'm thinking, is the Lord speaking to me? But I think it was called Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord, I thought the song was.
Uh-huh.
And then the lyrics go, this is what happens when you wait on the Lord. And then they give you scripture about waiting on the Lord and how he renews your strength and your youth, and that scripture about waiting on the Lord. I'm like, is the Lord speaking to me about that?
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, yeah, let's pray about that. Yeah, that is kind of... because maybe he's getting ready. Yes. Let's pray about that.
Thank you.
So, yeah, Father, we just thank you, Lord, for Anne, God, and lift her up to you, Lord, and all of her needs, God. We thank you, Lord, that you supply, Lord, and you supply according to your word, God, that you supply all of our needs, God, and we're come to you, God, and ask that you make a supply for an income and a job for Ann, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, let it be something well-suited and fitted for her, God. And we just pray that the blessing of the Lord would be upon that, God, and your grace would be upon it, God. And it would be a smooth transition for her by your grace, God. And we pray for a covering over her physical health, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that your word says that you give us the power to get wealth, Lord, and that you, you know, bless and bring those things in our lives, Lord, that we can live in dignity and in honor, God, and Lord, you add no sorrow to it. So we pray that this next job, Father God, that as she looks to you, Lord, and, you know, Proverbs 3 says that she trusts in you with all of her heart and leans not into her own understanding, but in all of her ways, as we're doing right now, acknowledging you, and you will direct her steps, God. Let this be the job, God, that where you add no sorrow to it, not no sorrow in her physical body. Her physical body would rejoice and resonate as this being a blessing, and your grace is in it. In Jesus' name, we ask for it, Lord. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for reminding. I'm sorry, I forgot to ask if there was any specific prayer requests. Yes, I think I was out in the sun too long today. Need to hydrate. Well, God bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good to hear your voice, and thanks for sharing your testimony too.
Yes, thank you.
That's
so much, and God bless.
Yes, God bless you too. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Yeah. God bless you. Bye bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks so much. Okay, 910-709, good evening.
This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hi, Sylvia, how are you?
Hi, all right, and you?
Good, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. Thank you. Okay, sorry, a little disruption there. Thank you, Father. For Sylvia, Lord, we just bring her to your altar, God. We thank you and praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm seeing a lot of spiritual activity happening in the spirit realm for you. And there's like flashes of, it's not, there's like flashes of light. There's movement. There is, I mean, the first thing I thought of was kind of like a Star Wars thing, you know, like that, where it's out in the future, but it's happening. So there's a lot of stuff fired up and that's happening and activated and happening in the spirit thing. So thank you, Lord, for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that activity. Lord, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. Well, from what I'm seeing, it, not that it couldn't be any other thing, but from, like, your prayers. You know, we don't always see... Yeah, we don't always see into the spirit, like once we release these prayers, what happens. And, you know, but there's a lot of activity happening. And it's like, I'm not seeing necessarily, it's just a lot of activity. And it's being activated. Yeah, it's not necessarily like, well, it's just, yeah, I'll just leave it at that. But that's what I'm seeing. So,
yes.
And it's definitely personally related to you, and I believe your prayers, like the things that you're releasing from your mouth, you know, maybe it's even just your utterance of like the verse I was reading, like your like releasing the promises of God, releases the commands of God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. and it's night. Now, I don't know if that makes a difference, because actually when I just was referring to that verse again, it's and what I'm seeing is it's night. There's night and there's just flashes and activities and things that are happening.
Yes.
You know.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
yeah, because it says night unto night reveals knowledge. So thank you, Lord.
Yes.
We ask for release of your knowledge to come on that, Father. Lord, the discernment, the wisdom. Where did I just my paper? The discernment, the wisdom, the understanding. Those are the things that were, thank you, God. What it availeth much, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yes, discernment, understanding, wisdom, perception. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. It's just today I had a little attack with my blood pressure, but it's in check now. I figured it was like my sinuses, so I was going to ask you if you would pray on that for me.
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I know. It was very super hot today here today. Like, it was almost unbearable. I'm sure it's like even hotter in other places like Texas and Arizona or whatever. But I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah, cause it's a little funny. I haven't done that in a long time. It got extremely hot. So it must be the heat. Or the sinuses was acting up in the heat.
Yeah, maybe so.
To Jesus.
Yes. Okay, let's pray for that. Father, we just lift up Sylvia to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask for a clearing of her sinuses, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they would drain and be gone and be cleared. And dried up, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father. We pray in faith, Lord, in obedience to your word, God. In Psalm 103, Lord, where it says, forget not all your benefits, he who heals your diseases and forgives your sins, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you grant that with your loving kindness and your tender mercies, God. And we ask for release of that, your healing virtue unto her, Father, in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for clearing out the sinuses, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for it's your power, God, your excellence and your power, Father, that is on display. So we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for praying for me tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, you have a blessed night.
Thank you. Bye. Take care. Bye. Okay, caller 323-572. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
This is Frida.
Frida?
Yes, Frida.
Okay. And you live where?
Los Angeles.
Oh, California. Okay. Okay, well, thank you for joining us because we're on a little bit of different time schedule, frame or whatever.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, 2 hours. Okay. Oh, very good. Are you 2 hours behind us, right? Are you 7?
2 hours behind, So it's six here.
Oh, six. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the, I always forget that the program is on Central Time because I'm on the East Coast. Yeah, so I know sometimes when I see the pro. I forget that they're, because everything says Central Time, except
yeah.
my computer. Sometimes it's confusing for me, but okay, that's right. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Lord, thank you, Lord, for Frida, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for Frida, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So I hear the word clearinghouse, and I'm not sure what that is. And I also want to say, you know, the Lord, his word says in Isaiah 22, and then I think it's in the New Testament as well, but that he's given us the keys to the kingdom and the keys, I guess in Matthew, the keys to bind, the keys to the kingdom, to bind what is bound on earth and to loose what is loosed in heaven. And I see that there's like maybe a key missing. And, okay, let me see if I can look that up, because it actually, it says this. Well, this is the voice version, and then I'm going to do it in Amplified. So Matthew 16:19, Peter, I give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Okay, so, okay, and then whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. And so, so if we have anything bound up, we want to loose that. If there's anything bound up, okay, that should not be bound up, okay, like some things like unforgiveness, a resentfulness, just like an irritant or a grudge, I guess that's what I'm trying to say, then that's going to bind something on our end. It's actually binding something for us.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Okay. All right. Let me go to the Amplified. Okay. So the Amplified says, I will give you the keys, in parentheses, authority of the kingdom of heaven. And whatever you bind, so here, this is a better description. Whatever you bind, forbid, declare to be improper and unlawful on earth will have already been bound in heaven. All right, so this isn't the works of the enemy, but whatever you loose, which is permit, declare lawful on earth will have already been loosed in heaven. So twofold, there were one following Christ's example and what he did, but then we're also, we can also be participants, because we can certainly have improper attitudes, improper, you know, things, injustices, pride, you know, because we're still contending with that. Those things within us, they can actually bind things for us. And so I don't know if that's the part of the key, but there's something with, let me see what the word clearinghouse means, because I only think of one thing, but I'm not sure what that is. Let me just see. But there's like a literal definition. Okay. Well, I didn't know there was actually a word. I thought it was just a thing. Okay. So clearinghouse, the definition is a banker's establishment where checks and bills from member banks are exchanged so that only the balances need to be paid in cash. An agency or organization which collects and distributes something, especially information. So, okay, an organization which collects and distributes something, especially information, which to me it seems like this binding and loosing. Do you know what I mean? Because heaven and earth are working together. And if they're collecting information and then they're collecting and then distributing, binding and loosing, loosing and binding, especially information. So I don't know if you have some type of, does this seem to resonate anywhere within you, or, you know, do you think, huh, I wonder if it's about this or whatever?
There's a few things that have happened. Some things sometimes when the thoughts come up. It's, you know, brought old feelings up again on some occasions. But that's something I've been battling with, is forgiveness.
Okay, that's what it is then. So that's your key. Your key, you just found your key, your other key is forgiveness. So in scripture, when it talks about forgiveness, which is in Matthew, come to think of it, let me go back over there. Oh, that's Matthew 16. So Matthew 18, let me just put this in, okay? Because there's two forms of forgiveness, really, is there's two things that we're going to have to forgive. Yeah, forgiveness. Okay, so Matthew 18, verse 21, you can look at that until the end, like if you want to do that on your own later too, before the Lord. Well, and then there's also, I think, also in Luke as well about forgiveness. So anyways, there's two aspects here. One is speaking on the effects that unforgiveness has in the community, like living with each other in the community and making things right there. And then the other one has to do with, you know, what it does with our fellowship with the Lord and how it affects us that way. So more on a heart level. And so one is we can choose to forgive and say, I choose to forgive. And then the second part to that is that we just ask the Lord to change our heart, because we cannot do that ourselves. You know, kind of like if you took a permanent marker and you wrote the word forgive on the palm of your hand with a permanent marker, a black permanent marker, and you wrote that word on your hand, and then you went to wash it off. Then I said, now go wash it off. Well, all of it wouldn't come off at one time. It would take some time of washing, you know, periodically, maybe by the end of the week, maybe by the end of 4 days, but applying the soap in the water, it will eventually, you won't see it anymore, it eventually be gone. And that's what the heart part is that we take it before the Lord, and the washing of the word and the forgiveness and the process of walking out the forgiveness, eventually it's not there where we see it, where it's stained us, you know, and we can talk about it and we can express ourselves in such a way. But first it's saying to the Lord, I am willing to forgive. Just even the willingness to be more forgiving.
Right.
That's the first step. And then asking the Lord to help change your heart in the process, because we can't do that part on our own. It's only by the grace of God, you know, so we receive. As we receive his forgiveness, there's much grace in that. And when we learn to walk in that grace and receive from him, then we offer others forgiveness out of that grace. And in the New Testament, there really isn't a place where a person isn't forgiving another person outside of the grace of God, you know, outside of what God is asking them to forgive. Or so it's like he knows we really can't do it on our own and our human nature. Apart from him, we need to even rely on him and his nature to even forgive. And believe me, I've had some big things to forgive in my life. And I've also have even something recently with family that I'm working through. Like, I'm forgiving, I'm not holding, but, and I want to be accountable to God for my own attitude, you know, and my own response, because I know in the past I responded too harshly or too curt, if you will, or in a way that it was more like a knee-jerk response, you know, and not that it was wrong. I mean, not that I actually don't regret saying anything I said. It's just it's how I could have said it better, you know, how I could have stated it in a better way, you know. So, but yeah, letting that go. And I did say this to my husband today, so I don't know if this is something that resonates with you as well. But I was telling him, over the incident, I said, it's actually really hurtful, you know. And I said, but I think God is showing me that it's not so much that this thing is so hurtful, is that God is showing me I still have unresolved in that area. So someone else came along, like somebody else came along, the same type of hurt, but actually God's showing me that's not, it's actually he's showing me I still need that deeper resolve. Do you know what I mean? Like where my belief is and where my, So the Lord just showed me that today, but it's good to just voice it, you know, because his word says, right, okay, in James, is it James? No. Well, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man shall avail much. I think I talked about this last week. That's the second part of the verse. The first part of the verse is, if you confess your trespasses one to another, and some versions say faults, if you confess your faults one to another, you will be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man shall avail much. So if we're looking to be healed, we're going to have to, you know, confess our faults. You know, it's one to another. And right now I'm just speaking to you. However, it's being recorded. There's plenty of other people listening, right? But you can go to your friends, you know, you're one person. You know, it doesn't have to be plural. It's one to another. That's enough. The word, that's enough, one to another, okay, and say that and do that, and then the Lord does move on your behalf. So I know that's kind of a different word here, but so Lord, I thank you, Father, just for this clearinghouse thing, God, that you would clear out all the debris, clear out all the debris, God, and let her receive the love of the Father, the love of the Son, and the fellowship and faithfulness and loyalty of the Holy Spirit. And I pray that these things would grow deeper into her heart, God, that they would be anchored and tethered and rooted. God, rooted in your love, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. And we believe you, Lord. We believe your word. We believe your mighty acts, Lord. And we believe the Holy Spirit and your dunamis power, God, and we will not be a people who denies your power, God. For your power, God, your power resides within your daughter, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, and I pray that she would be yielding and, but more so responding, God, responding to the Holy Spirit and truth, you know, because Romans says not to, don't suppress the truth. So that means like, don't stuff it, don't ignore it, don't say it's not, there's not, it doesn't exist, you know. So we thank you, God, for fruitfulness, that she goes from, faithfulness, fruitfulness, forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I don't know, I have to, it can be a number of things that, in which the forgiveness is referring to, things are definitely past tense, and I know that forgiveness hinders us. And so I always, you know, sometimes I know that that's not an overnight thing, and it has to be a gradual thing. And with the help of the Father giving me the strength to really fully let go of something that is, that I'm holding on to, that is not allowing me to move on completely.
Yeah. And you can ask the Lord, you know, just say, Lord, I'm willing to cooperate. You know, I'm willing, but you need to tell me what it is. I need, you know, I need your 411 on this, or 311, whatever, you know. I need to know specifics, and I'd be willing. And teach me to, you know, there was one time, I haven't shared this in a long time, and this will be, and then I'll move on to the next caller. But there was one time I was having a hard time forgiving someone. I think it's my personality, maybe. But I remember there was an altar call at church and stuff. And it wasn't, I don't think it was just for forgiveness, but whatever caused my heart to move under the unction and influence of the Holy Spirit. I went up, and I remember being on my knees, and I had my hands out and open before the Lord, and I was praying, and I was telling the Lord that I wanted to forgive this, and I wanted to let go, but I didn't know how else to do it. Like, I didn't know what else to do and how else to, you know, have this be resolved and the solution, and but I was willing, but I didn't know, you know. And I said, Lord, you need to help me. And honestly, my eyes were closed the whole time I was praying. And one of the people on the prayer team came over, a young girl, younger than me, and said, or she didn't even ask me if she could pray for me. She just started praying for me. She grabbed my hand and just started praying and interceding out loud. But it was as if her voice, okay, she had no idea what I was praying because I wasn't praying out loud. And she just started praying, and it was as if God, it was like this anchor. He was pulling up the anchor, this thing that had me anchored, like this rope. Like her prayer mm-hmm. was just pulling up the rope and getting the anchor out, you know. And I just said to the Lord, I don't even know how to do it on my own, but I'm willing, you know. I just don't even know what to do next. I don't know how. And so he will make supply, right? He supplies all of our needs.
Yes.
According to his riches and glory. Supply what I need, Lord, and just ask them, keep inquiring with very sincere faith, you know, a sincere heart, draw near to him and he will draw near to you, you know.
Yes. Okay, well, amen. Well, thank you for that.
Yeah, thank you. God bless you. I'll be praying. As the Holy Spirit reminds me, I will pray for you. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day. Okay, good night.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is 847-239. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Stephanie from Illinois.
Stephanie, I don't know why I can never remember your number. I'm sorry. So, Father, we thank you for Stephanie. Lord, we just lift her up to you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to her like 10-4, you know, like, I just dropped my pen. Like the response of the Lord is, I know that's a code. Okay. I don't even know. I'm guessing that you're much by the tone of your voice, but that's not always correct, but that you're much younger. But, there used to be those, not codes, but they were communication things, like the radio things, and people would say like 10-4, Big Buddy or something like that, like 10-4, and oh, hold on a second, I think 10-4 a verse that is, so I think like the Lord responding 10-4, or maybe, oh, okay, here's what it is. It's Cornelius, which came to know the Lord, him and his family, and an angel said to him the latter part of verse 4, your prayers and your gifts. Okay, hold on. I'm in the amplified. I got to get out of here. It's too much for me. So I'm just going to jump back to the New King James Version. The prayers, your prayers and your alms have come up as a memorial before the Lord. Yeah, your prayers and your alms have come up, so like your giving or your offerings have come up as a memorial before the Lord, which is a very beautiful thing. So it's, as you're doing it unto the Lord, and in faith and for his honor and for his glory. And it's come up to him as a memorial before the Lord. So he sees that. He sees those treasures and the gifts and the memorials or the alms that you've offered to him, which is really, honestly, a beautiful thing for when the Lord, oh, I totally lost my time. And so when the Lord, says that he remembers things, or it was before him, him stating, you did it before him. Well, that's just very profound, really. It's very profound. But I also see him like responding to you in ways that are, okay, kind of like the 10-4 type of thing, responding in ways that are, I don't know if they're necessarily coded. What is that? It's more like a language between the two of you that is endearing. It's more endearing type of language that he responds to you in Jesus' name. So praise God, bless you for that. So Acts 10:4, and then this endearing response that he has to you when you two fellowship.
Thank you.
Yeah, did you have any specific prayer requests?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, God bless you. Thank you. Okay. 405-250, good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Sorry.
Hello.
Lucretia, Oklahoma. Hello.
Hi, Lucretia, Oklahoma?
Yes.
Okay. Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Yep. Okay. Thank you, Lord, for Lucretia, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just bring her before your throne. God, your throne room of grace, Lord, we thank you, Father, just for the maneuvering, God, and your courts. It says we enter his courts with thanksgiving and his gates with praise. So there's this maneuvering and thanksgiving through his courts. So I thank you for that, Lord. And there's even like I see pillars. Let me go to, I know there's a one particular verse in Psalm 144. Let me open this up to, yeah, okay. Let's see the something about so Father, I just thank you, Lord. Just the maneuvering. So I'm seeing like different pillars, but the pillars are in a lot of different places. Like it's not just like in the four corners. It's not like as thick or as it would be like in a maze, you know, but they're scattered about it's like maybe like 1/4 of what it would be like in a maze. But so the pillars are scattered about in places that they wouldn't normally be within this place. So, I don't know what that is. Let me think. Flip this way. Yeah, there's something with Thanksgiving, thankfulness, and okay, I'm not gonna find a verse. I can see that already. So we thank you, Lord, for just coming before your throne. Again, enter his courts with thanksgiving and his gates with praise. Enter his courts with thanksgiving. So you know, I know Thanksgiving is, or thankfulness, or Thanksgiving, giving thanks, is giving thanks keeps us plugged into God, you know? And, I remember one time I was having a difficult time, and I texted my friend, a prayer friend, and I said, just pray for me. I'm having a really hard time. I don't even know what to pray. I don't even know what to, you know, just I need a little interception, you know, prayer interception. Just pray for me. And then we were in the car and driving, and my mother-in-law was in the back seat, and she said, do you want a piece of gum? And I said, sure. And so this was probably like 10, 20 minutes later, and she handed me the gum, and I said, thank you. And as soon as I said thank you, I knew that was my prayer. That was my, to unlock whatever this weird thing was that was happening with me, you know, that was like trying to close in on me. So I said thank you. And then I started to thank God for other things. I mean, and I just started doing it out loud. I said, yeah, I'm so thankful today. It's such a beautiful day. I was like trying to do it casual. So I didn't know I was praying, kind of praying, you know. But I really was, and the more I kept talking, the more I kept saying, it just kept releasing and lifting off of me, you know, this thankfulness. So I'm not sure in going into his courts with thanksgiving. Well, let me just look that verse up, because maybe sometimes there's something right before the verse, like a verse before it or a verse after. Okay, so let me try this. Okay, let me just read this because it's only five verses. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not ourselves, for we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise and thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So I don't know if there's something. So the verse right before that is that we are the sheep of his pasture. And so that means like he places us where he would have us to be used for his glory and his, and in that we are to give him thanks. So coming unto him and to give him thanks for that, for where he has us, you know, and sometimes where I see people miss this the most, this is just an example, is like, the church that they're going to. And I mean, I've probably done it even myself, you know, but we are the sheep of his pasture. So where he leads us, we are to thank him in that, and that we can begin to see and maneuver how to be that light and how to be that salt, even if not, well, it's intentional, but it's also very authentic and natural. And the way that we do it, you know. So I don't know if there's something about where the Lord has you right now or is leading you that feels challenging in any way.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in a very challenging time.
Yeah, so I read that verse. That was the part that stood out to me, was actually verse right before enter his gates with thanksgiving, because verse 3 says, know the Lord, he is God, which you know that, and he that he has made us, and we are, and not ourselves, and we are his people and the sheep of his pasture, which means he does lead us, you know, and we and that sometimes that is challenging, but we still come before him with thanksgiving, even with the challenge. But it has to be, you know, naturally sincere. So first look for the things that are very sincere and authentic,
mm-hmm.
and thank him for that. And then just begin to speak to him after that, like about the challenges and speaking to you, okay, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? What are you trying to, you know, you don't want to, none of us want to keep going around the same mountain, you know, even if it's just
right.
our attitude. Yeah. Or just our biases or whatever, you know. But I would start just with very authentic things. Thank you, Lord, you know, that I'm able to, whatever it is, if I may walk to your job or whatever, you know. And yeah, let it be sincere and authentic, even if it's just two things, you know, that come into his courts with the thanksgiving, you know, and then just, and then begin to speak to him about the challenges and pursue him for his solutions, his resolutions, and, you know, what it, what is he's teaching you, and how to get through the challenge, you know.
Right. Okay, that's what I'll do. Thank you.
You're welcome. I know that took a little bit to draw that out, but so thank you. Do you have anything specific you'd like prayer for?
Well, just peace of mind. Peace of mind.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your daughter, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that as she walks through every court and every pasture that you have her in, God, that she would know that she is being led by you. God, we ask that her foot should not slip, fall, or stumble, but that you would keep her to stand firm, God, and to be steady, Lord. And we thank you, Father. We just thank you, Lord. God, as in Philippians 4 says, God, that we would just, with our prayers and our petitions and requests, God, and with thanksgiving, well, and with thanksgiving, let our requests be known to you, God. So we pray, Lord, in her heart, God, she released these challenges to you, God, and as a request, Lord, and thank you, Father, that you know full well what pasture she's in, and that you are strengthening her by your grace. And give her fortitude and her faith, God, in Jesus' name. And, you know, where she's perplexed but not crushed, you know, and, you know, pressed on every side but not destroyed. And I know I'm paraphrasing. God, we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord, and again for your strength and your grace. For your daughter, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. God bless you. Shalom.